Blog Talk Radio.
As we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and honor the Great Commission, welcome and good night. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we encourage you to join us and be blessed by the Word of God. Beloved, God has been good to us. God is doing a new thing in our lives, and we are extremely excited about what God is doing for us. We bless His holy name. We bless the name of the Lord. We glorify God tonight because He's an awesome God. We want to welcome you once again as we encourage you to tune in every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and be blessed by the Word of God. Bless the name of the Lord. Beloved, I encourage you, abiding in the Lord, your place of refuge. This is my story. This is my song. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. The Bible tells us in Psalm 91, verse 1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Praise be to God, beloved. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. God is your safe place, beloved. The Lord wants you to abide in him. To abide in him means to stay put, to dwell, and to live in a particular place. I encourage you, beloved, to pray that God will always be your dwelling place, your abode, because abiding in him brings rest and joy like nothing else can do for you, beloved. We bless the name of the Lord as we continue on this spiritual journey. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. and be blessed by the Word of God. If you are living in the New York area, we also encourage you to fellowship with us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc. at 199-20 Linden Boulevard, St. Albans, New York, 11412. Our Sunday service starts at 12 noon, and our prayer meeting is on Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. and Saturdays at 2:30 p.m. All are welcome to attend. Whether you're a pastor, you're a bishop, you are a deacon in the church, or just a member in the church, or if you have no church to worship, please join us and be blessed by the Word of God at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., a ministry that is transparent, a ministry that prays, a ministry that put God first in every situation. So we want to thank the Lord, beloved, as we continue on this spiritual journey.
Great and marvelous are your works, O Lord Almighty. True and righteous are all your ways, King of the ages. Who will not fear you, O Lord? Glorify your name. Behold, the Lord God is my salvation. In him I trust. Will not be afraid.
Bless the name of the Lord. Behold the Lord, the God of my salvation. We praise his holy name tonight. O Most High God, help me to ever remember to dwell in your secret place and to abide under your shadow. You are my Almighty God, and you are my refuge and my fortress. In you I will always trust. Thank you for your many promises of deliverance, which I claim right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for covering me with your feathers and allowing me to trust you as I abide under your wings. Your truth, dear Father, is my shield and my buckler. Because of these truths, O my God, I will not be afraid of anything, including the arrow that flies by day or the terror that comes at night. I will not fear the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor the destruction that wasted at noonday. There is no reason for me to fear anyone or anything, O my God. And I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Though 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, I claim your promises that I will be safe, Almighty God. Father, I want to continue to make you my habitation, knowing that as I do so, no evil will befall me, no plague will come near my dwelling. Hallelujah, praise be to God. Thank you, Lord, for giving your angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. I know they will bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. Your power enables me to tread upon the lion and adder. Through your power, I will trample all enemies under my feet. Lord, I have set my love upon you. Thank you, Lord, for your promise to deliver me and set me on high. Because I know your name, my Lord. When I call upon you, you will answer me. You will be with me in trouble, and you will deliver me and honor me. Thank you, mighty God, our Father. It is wonderful to know that you will satisfy me with long life and show me your salvation. Hear my prayer, O God. Attend unto my prayer. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. You are a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. Praise your mighty name, O my God. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covering of your wings. Thank you, mighty God, for allowing me to abide in you forever. Your mercy and grace preserve me, O God. I will ever sing praises unto you. I love you, Lord, I love you, and I choose to abide in you forever. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen and amen and amen. He knows my name.
I have a Maker. He formed my heart. Before even time began, my life was in his hands.
We bless the name of the Lord.
He knows my name.
I thank you, Most High God.
He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call. Let's all sing, I have a Father.
I have a Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
He calls me his own.
Thank you for this privilege, Lord. Thank you for your mercy.
He'll never leave.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise his holy name. The Bible tells us, beloved, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you, beloved. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. and be blessed by the word of God. Know your authority as a believer in Jesus Christ. Our mission at the House of Christ Ministries is to equip the believer with sound biblical teachings that will build you spiritually, causing you to become an informed, empowered, and effective Christian. For more information, you can write to us at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. We bless the name of the Lord. A personal affirmation, beloved, abiding in the Lord brings great peace and joy to us. It is our heart's desire to dwell in the secret place of the Most High forever, and to abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I want to encourage you today, beloved, that you should pray in the Psalms. Pray in the Psalms and build your relationship with your Lord and Savior. Abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, nor more can ye, except ye abide in me, John 15, verse 5. And a personal reflection, beloved, we should be astonished at the goodness of God, stunned that he should bother to call us by name, our mouth open wide at his love, bewildered that at this very moment we are standing on holy ground. That was written by Brennan Manning. We bless the name of the Lord as we continue on this spiritual journey. Once again, we would like to encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. and be blessed by the Word of God. And if you're living in the New York area, or if you have relatives or family in this area, you could encourage them to visit us at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., 199-20 Linden Boulevard, St. Albans, New York, 11412. And tonight, beloved, I would love to share with you for a moment Authority of the Believer, How to Quit Losing and Start Winning. And these materials were written by A.L. Gill. So I would like to share this with you once again, beloved, Authority of the Believer. Amen. We bless the name of the Lord. And our lesson tonight is Know Your Enemy. Bless the name of the Lord. Father, thank you for your word. We thank you for this privilege, Father, that we can use social media, Father God, and the internet, my God, to spread your word and to share your word. We pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, that those who are listening will find these lessons and teachings be fulfilling, and that they will be stirred up to serve you, mighty God. Lord, I God, that the flesh will decrease, while your Holy Spirit increase, Father. Let me not speak from opinion, but speak thus saith the Lord. Father, thank you once again as we bless your holy name. It is no secret. Thank you. name of the Lord, it is no secret what God can do. God can do everything. And we thank him that we're his children. Our lesson for tonight, beloved, is know your enemy. We are at war, beloved, and we must know our enemies if we're at war. As Christians, we must be aware of the fact that we are involved in war. One of Satan's main strategies has been to blind our eyes to the conflict that we are in and thus make us defenseless against his attacks. But, beloved, God has given us every weapon we need to be victorious over our enemy. I will repeat that. God has given us every weapon we need to be victorious over our enemy. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 and 4, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." The Bible goes on to say in 1 Timothy 6, verse 12, "The good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called, and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses." It is important to remember, beloved, that these weapons are not of the natural world. They are of the spiritual realm, the spirit world. Many of the writers of the New Testament used terms of warfare. These are not symbolic terms, beloved, but rather actual descriptions of the battle in which we are engaged. These battles are to be conducted in the spiritual realm or in the spirit arena. We are under attack, beloved, from the enemy in all areas of our daily lives and relationships. We are under attack in our families. We are under attack in our finances. We are under attack on our jobs. We are under attack in our minds, the mental strain. We are under attack in our bodies. Our health is deteriorating. We are under attack in our homes, in our neighborhoods, in our cities, in our nation, and throughout the world, beloved. And make no mistake about that. One of the most important things to learn is that our warfare is not with the people around us. It is against Satan and his evil spirits, beloved. It is in the spirit realm. Getting into conflict with people only leads to frustration and defeat. If we know that we're at war, it is important to establish who our enemy is. And we need to ask ourselves these questions. Is our enemy our family? Is it the people we work with? Is it our government? Is it our finances? No, beloved, no. The Apostle Paul describes our enemy quite graphically. He told us our struggle was not with the people around us. He said, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood." And I want you to understand that, beloved. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." Peter made it clear that our adversary is the devil. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter 5, verse 8, be sober, beloved, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And he does this on a daily basis, every minute, every hour. So don't be fooled, beloved. Do not drop your guards. Amen? We bless the name of the Lord. I want to remind you also, the devil's schemes are his strategies and plans of deception, which he uses against all of us. It doesn't matter who you are. He has a military-type battle plan to use in his attempt to defeat us. However, as we become aware of his plans, we must become more aware of the armor and weapons that God has provided for our battle. The armor is for our defense, beloved. The weapons are for our victorious offense against our enemies. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You could write the scripture down. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We're not to become preoccupied or overly impressed with the devil, his demons, or his schemes, beloved. Instead, we are to be occupied with Jesus Christ. Do not be fooled. Do not get carried away by what the enemy is trying to do. Just occupy yourself with the Word of God. Fill yourself with the Word of God. As we keep our eyes on Jesus Christ, we will become aware of who we are in Him. As we become aware of our restored authority through Jesus Christ, a boldness will arise within our spirits, and we will not be intimidated by the devil or his schemes, beloved. You have the power and you have the authority to fight back. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and on scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing, beloved, absolutely nothing shall by any means hurt you, because you're a child of God and you're given that authority. Amen? God is eternal, beloved. He has always existed, and He is the creator of all things. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. And when we take a look at John chapter 1, verse 4, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, beloved. I must remind you that the Word is Jesus Christ. As the Son of God, Jesus Christ created all things, including the angels. They were not only created by Him, but they were created for His divine purpose. Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 and 17 says, for by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist, beloved. When the Apostle Paul listed thrones, dominions, principalities, and powers, it was a reference to angels. He used terms that refer to their functions. They have different titles: archangels, cherubims, seraphims, creatures, and they have different functions: thrones, dominions, principalities, and powers. Since we know that Jesus Christ created all things, we know that he created Lucifer. Lucifer's original position was one of highest honor. One of his titles was Morning Star. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 says, "How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations." Job 38, verse 7 says, "When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy." Both the prophet Ezekiel and the prophet Isaiah gave us an insight into Lucifer's descriptions. Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 12b clause says, "Thus saith the Lord God, you were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. My God." Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 13a clause says, "Every precious stone was your covering, the sardius, topaz, and diamond, beryl, onyx, and jasper, sapphire, turquoise, emerald with gold." Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 13b clause, "The workmanship of your timbrels and pipes were prepared for you on the day you were created." Timbrels are the percussion musical instruments. Pipes are the wind instrument, such as a flute. Isaiah chapter 14, verses 11a clause says, "Your pump is brought down to Sheol, and the sound of your stringed instruments." His voice sounded like a great orchestra. What a sound that must have been. Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 15, "You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created till iniquity was found in you." The prophet Ezekiel wrote what Lucifer's original function was. Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 14, "You are the anointed cherub who covers. I establish you. You were the holy mountain of God. You walked back and forth in the midst of fiery stones." What a privilege. Even as the cherubs were on both sides of the mercy seat covering the Ark of the Covenant, Lucifer was next to God in the place of greatest honor. As the morning star or son of the dawn, he covered and protected God's throne and reflected God's radiance and glory. He was anointed as a guardian cherub. He was entrusted by God to the place of greatest responsibility. From the description of his musical voice, it appears that he led all the angels in their praise and worship of God. He guarded God's throne with a covering of praise and worship. Understanding Lucifer's rebellion, fall, and the resulting warfare in heaven gives us an understanding of the significance of the warfare that we are now engaged in on earth. Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 15 and 17 says, "You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created till iniquity was found in you. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you out the ground. I cast you out to the ground. I laid you before kings that they might gaze at you." Beloved, Lucifer was perfect until he centered his attention on his own beauty instead of on the beauty of the one who had created him. So, beloved, I want to encourage you tonight to put God before everything in your lives. Put God before your profession. Put God before your wealth. Put God before your job. Put God before your home. Put God before everything in your life and do not idolize those things. Pride, beloved, be careful. He thought about his own brightness instead of keeping his attention on the radiant brightness of God himself. So when we take our eyes off the true and living God, then we are destined for destruction. There was one will, the will of God, that ruled the universe until pride entered into Lucifer. Pride will destroy you, beloved. Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 through 17 says, "How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground. You who weaken the nations, for you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit. Those who see you will gaze at you and consider you, saying, is this the man who made the earth tremble, who shook kingdoms, who made the world as a wilderness and destroyed its cities, who did not open the house of his prisoners? Until this moment, beloved, there had been only one will in the universe, the will of God. In rebellion, Lucifer exercised his will in opposition to the will of God. As expressed in the five I wills of Lucifer, the deception and expression of his rebellion was progressive to the point of attempting to replace God upon the throne in heaven. We bless the name of the Lord, beloved. We praise the Lord for his word. We praise the Lord for the teachings. And we just want to glorify God tonight. Let us take a look at Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. "And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angel fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ have come. Accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down." Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 16 says, "By the abundance of your trading, you became filled with violence within, and you sinned. Therefore, I cast you as a profane thing out of the mountain of God, and I destroyed you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the fiery stones." Beloved, Lucifer and his angels were cast out of heaven. One third of the angels were under Lucifer's command, and they fell with him. Other angels, under the command of Michael and Gabriel, remained faithful to God. So I want to encourage you tonight, beloved. You stay faithful to the God Almighty. You stay faithful to our Creator. You stay faithful to our Most High God. We bless the name of the Lord as we continue on this spiritual journey. We want to thank God once again that we can share his word with you. We encourage you once again to join us on Sunday for the conclusion of this lesson. And our next lesson will be authority on earth. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. Beloved, the Bible tells us in Psalm 25, verse 16, "Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted." God is with you in all your afflictions, beloved. You just have to submit to God and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And tonight, I ask you to pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I know I am a sinner and need your forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sin. I am willing to turn from sin. I now ask Jesus Christ to come into my heart and life as my personal Savior. I am willing, by God's grace, to follow and obey Jesus Christ as the Lord of my heart and my life. Amen. Whosoever shall call shall be saved. If you called and meant it, beloved, you received what God said you would: forgiveness and salvation. If you're still not certain, please write to us at the Else of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. God bless you tonight as we continue on this spiritual journey. And we extend our invitation to you to join us again on Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and be blessed by the Word of God. Good night.
I believe.